listening to the Tennis.com podcast. And here's your host, Ed McGrogan.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Tennis in 10 podcast. I'm Ed McGrogan, and we have arrived at another Grand Slam, and that means we've arrived at another set of Tennis in 10 podcast where I recap each day's play in under 10 minutes. But today, actually, in Wimbledon, where I'm speaking from on a sublimely sunny Sunday, we're going to look ahead to day one. The order of play was put out for the first day of Wimbledon, a tournament that I think is really equally captivating on both sides of the draw. I think as uncertain as it is to pick a champion on the women's side, I think it's equally as uncertain to know what to expect from the presumed favorites on the men's side, and those being the top four, the big four. I think cases can be made and for and against each of them, and I think a number of women's contenders certainly can lay claim to being, you know, a veritable contender on the surface that rewards the bold, and I think that's the only thing we know that is going to have to take place is the grass. You know, for all that is said about that it's slowed down, and we've certainly seen, you know, baseline heavy finals on both sides of the draw, really over the past 15 years. But, you know, oftentimes, you know, the serve does still make a difference on the surface. We highlighted that in the Wimbledon issue of Tennis Magazine, which I hope you've all had a chance to look at, because I think that that element of the game is written, you know, is written away sometimes. And I think, you know, like many things here at Wimbledon, traditions die hard. So, with that said, I mean, you know, we're looking at maybe, you know, let's look at some of these big servers perhaps tomorrow. Venus Williams, who's been in the news lately for very unfortunate reason, she's being held at fault for a car crash that caused a death in Florida, where she resides in Palm Beach Gardens. So we really don't know how this is going to impact her. I think this is, it's going to be a difficult couple of weeks with that, certainly. Really the most pressing thing, you know, really in her mind altogether. She opens against Elise Mertens of Belgium, on number one court. I mean, for Venus, strictly talking about the match, you know, you can't get, you know, too many better openers than that. But I'm curious to see what we get out of Venus tomorrow. And it should also, you know, still be said, 36 years old now too. And actually 37, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong on that. I need to double check, but she opens and followed by Rafa, who I think this is the number one court ticket for tomorrow is pretty interesting. With all three of the top seeds there, Venus, Rafa, who gets John Millman, and Johanna Konta, who is playing, you know, after a terrible fall in a tune-up event coming in. She, you know, really sort of looked like whiplash, hit her head against the still very hard grass surface. And she gets a tough opener in Shea Sui, and you know, I could definitely see Konta, you know, like Venus, you know, they're not to compare the two, but there is, you know, strictly from looking at what the match presents, there's more to it than that in both cases. And Rafa to me is simply interesting because, you know, I think most of us have agreed that, you know, this is some of Rafa's best tennis we've seen in 5 years. It is the season of Roger Federer. I don't think there's any denying that at this point. But, you know, were it not for Roger, this would be all about Rafa and the talk. It's really one of the first times in his career we can say that to Federer's favor instead of were it not for Rafa, yada, 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 about Federer. But you know, with Rafa's history here, you know, over the past 5 years, he has not made it past the fourth round. And I'm curious to see what he does, you know, not in these early round matches. I mean, are these going to be, is he going to run into, you know, a couple 4-5 setters early on? I think we're going to get a pretty quick read on Rafa through the first couple rounds before he potentially faces Karen Khachanov, who is certainly the kind of player that can trouble Rafa with a huge serve, nothing to lose, obviously. And, you know, a third rounder that I'm looking forward to seeing. And I'm also looking forward to seeing what Rafa gives us tomorrow. On center court, I know we skipped ahead number one, but you have Murray, the defending champion, you know, leading things off. You have Petra Kvitova, who is actually getting some possible title-winning predictions, including from our Steve Tigner, who is also on site with me here at the All-In Club. She'll open up against Johanna Larsson. Alexander Bublik faces Murray. And then Stan Wawrinka against Daniel Medvedev. Kvitova and Wawrinka, you know, I have to say, you know, Kvitova, two-time champion, of course. I don't want to minimize that in any way. It should never be minimized here, but, and especially considering her year, but still something of a surprise to say, I think both of those two get center court time, but, you know, I think they're looking to save Rafa, and, you know, Venus as well, potentially for matches down the road. Simona Halep, number two seed, gets put on number two court against Arakovic. That follows Tsonga and Cameron Norrie, who is a Brit who will open up number two court. Kohlschreiber versus Cilic could be a good one depending on Kohlschreiber's form. I think Cilic got a fantastic draw. He's playing well. And I did pick him to actually win this event. If you did not see over in the expert picks, I suggest you check out the expert picks. We have those for both the men and women, along with full bracket breakdowns from Steve. I just like Cilic. I sort of just have a, you know, as I was alluding to in the beginning about things you can say about the big four, where you can kind of perhaps think of reasons why they may not win. You know, I think that opens up the possibility of maybe something of a surprise champion in a way. And, you know, Federer is coming in this with a great win in Halle too. You know, I still kind of wonder, like, how long can this Federer fairy tale return play itself out? I kind of like Cilic for some reason. Call me crazy if you want. Heather Watson closes number two court against Marnia Zvanovska, who I've honestly never heard of, and I know a lot of tennis players, but we'll see. Number three court, Nick Kyrgios against Pierre-Yves Robert. Really nice match to start if you're looking for something to kind of kick your morning off. I think that's probably the best one of the day. And to close number three court, you know, Yelena Ostapenko, our French Open champ, we get to see her number 13 seed against Sasnovich to close that court. Kind of looking forward to that one too. You know, sort of like Rafa, kind of want to see what Ostapenko will do when this transition to grass here. Other players in action of note. Court 12 is a lot of nice ones. Keys, Nishikori, Sabolkova, Steve Johnson, all on court 12. And you look down the. I mean, it's a very busy day. You do have the first round split. You know, we're done with the French Open. Moving it first round over 3 days. This is a heavy day. Four singles matches on each court, and plenty, I think, to be to be considered. And two of them that actually aren't even scheduled for a court, are two of the more intriguing ones. They're to be arranged, I think, based on the finishing times of the other matches: Azarenka versus CeCe Bellis and Suarez Navarro versus Bouchard. So with that said, we are up to the 10-minute mark. That'll do it for the Tennis in 10 podcast. We'll talk tomorrow to recap day one at the All England Club in Wimbledon. Thank you for listening.
You've been enjoying the Tennis.com podcast. For all the latest news and events, head over to Tennis.com.